Work. It is already the fourth and final hour on this May 7th Friday edition. Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com is our guest, one of the best market and economic analysts out there. Predicted everything that's currently happening years and years ago with the derivatives bomb run by Goldman Sachs and the other six criminal banks. We are taking your phone calls, your questions, your comments about what you saw happen yesterday with the plunge protection team when the market dropped 1,000 points because of European trading. They pumped it back up through manipulation. That's on record. They have that power. The media is saying a fat finger did it. Maybe the Easter Bunny did it. Now, I want to go through a lot of calls quickly and go through a bunch of Twitter questions here because I also want to, if you can get in, have brokers or traders call in. We've confirmed that all over the country and the world, regular brokers and traders and day traders couldn't get online during this scenario. Let's go ahead and take calls for Bob Chapman. Let's talk to Al in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. I'm always happy to hear Bob Chapman. He's great. I am asking him specifically about his advice that we have what amounts to a congressional clean sweep, because I have more than a little experience both in finance and in politics. I certified the American Stock Exchange and the NASD trading computers because I was both a principal engineer and an SEC registered financial advisor. I resigned my licenses for two specific congressional acts. One was the revocation of Glass-Steagall, and the other was the authorization of the Treasury Department to make secret transactions of any volume whatsoever. Under those conditions, I was satisfied, this was 20 years ago more or less, I was satisfied that the American stock market is absolutely rigged from beginning to end, and that the only alternative to that was to get a clean sweep in Congress. I have done work for Ralph Nader, recently for Deborah Medina, and I just a month ago completed all for free a manpower analysis for Ohio Congressional District 6 for James Traficant. Now, I will name names if I am asked them, but
let me say this. Send us your name, your info. We'll check on you. You sound very credible. I'd like to have you on as a guest, even in studio, if you're in Texas or over the phone, with your information. And so we'd like to talk to you. In fact, we'll put you on hold and get your number, and you can send us your info. And any other points you've got for folks or questions or comments?
I just have a quick question. You're finance. I'm finance. I'm not talking to the candidates. I'm talking to the campaign managers. And the campaign managers are finance people. And I just recently was stunned, I just flabbergasted, when in passing I happened to mention that the American government had a new policy of assassinating Americans. The campaign manager for one of these candidates didn't ask me what my evidence was. He said flat out, that's a lie. And I said, no, it isn't, and I will be happy to put together.
Well, no, that was in AP and UPI that they will assassinate Americans they believe are tied to terror, and they're saying they're going to arrest Americans. They have bills introduced without due process if they claim they think you might be a terrorist and strip you of your constitutional rights.
That's true. And I said, I'll put together a half a dozen of these film clips for you, which I did. I called him back, gave him the link to my server. Again, I provide all these services to politicians for free. And I gave him the link to my server to these half a dozen video clips of this. To this day, he has never logged on to that link.
So well, let me raise this point and then come back and get Bob's take on it, Al. When you look at all the major finance ministers in major nations, you look at local mayors, city managers, they're all run by the big banks. Bob Chapman.
That's right, and these people just don't want to know. And he probably knew already, but didn't want to admit it and said, I don't believe it.
He didn't say I don't believe it. He said I was lying.
Well, it's tantamount. It's another way of putting it.
Well, I read like seven or eight mainstream news articles yesterday where they said they're going to kill and secretly arrest and torture citizens and strip us of our rights, and that the Pentagon has this power. Al, give us your phone number. We'd like to talk to you. Okay? We're going to put you on hold. Stay there, Bob Chapman. More calls straight ahead.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to rattle through your phone calls, your questions for Bob Chapman on what's happening with the global economic meltdown, what happened with a 1,000-point plunge, and then it going right back up. Is the plunge protection team run by the federal government manipulating the market? We're going to discuss this all with Bob Chapman right now. He's with us at the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to continue with your phone calls about what happened yesterday and get into some other very important police state news. We have footage of a SWAT team up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with my commentary going into a house over a gram, that's less than a joint of marijuana, killing both their dogs, including a Welsh Corgi, pointing guns at little kids, and then sending the CPS to try to take the kids because they had marijuana. Meanwhile, we have the Fox News clip in the clip where they admit our government's growing the opium in Afghanistan. Now, they've been caught flying cocaine in. Congressional hearings in the 70s and in 96 admitted the CIA ships a lot of the narcotics in. The big banks launder it. By keeping drugs illegal, that keeps the price high, which the banks can then launder. But Bob Chapman, it's been in foreign newspapers that our government has more than, it's 12 times plus a year ago, the amount of opium being produced pre-2001 in Afghanistan. But now to put Marine commanders on Fox News to say, yes, we help them grow it. If we don't, Al-Qaeda will sell it and make money. So, we've got to sell it because they'll sell it if we don't. No, you decriminalize it. But this is how they corrupt the troops in Vietnam. It's how they corrupted them in World War II for narcotics. You worked in military intelligence before you became one of the biggest gold and silver traders out there, before you started your top newsletter, the International Forecaster, and the ones that were before that. But what can you say about government narcotics trafficking and the fact that they are openly admitting now they're shipping the drugs in, but then when you're caught with marijuana, we're going to kill your dog and take your kids?
Well, the OSS got involved with MI6 in the late 1930s in the opium trade. Prior to that, the privateers were running opium from India to China in behalf of the British royal family. And so America has been directly involved in the process of distributing narcotics, which happens to be the most lucrative trade in the entire world, and almost every fortune of the royal families of Europe was made from the narcotics business. I've interviewed about 15, almost all Marines in Afghanistan, who told me they were guarding the opium poppies. That was their job. And so what the colonel has said is absolutely true, and they're going to continue to do it. And they're producing 93% of the world's opium right now, and the largest crop of marijuana in the world. And the first place they flood is Europe, and, of course, the Russians are furious about it. And
Reuters. They're saying spray the poppies, and our own government, NATO, says no, we're growing it. And they put Marines on TV with Geraldo telling us it's good that our government grows it and ships it out. But then the cops go in and kill people's dogs and laugh at them over a gram of marijuana in front of little kids in a middle class home. It's so elementary. They ship it in as a pretext to enslave us and put us in prison and control our lives and to put us in their private prisons owned by big banks that launder the money. I mean, this is disgusting. And I've got a key video up on Infowars.com. I'm asking listeners to make go mega viral. Government admits they deal heroin, yet terrorize families for pot. This 10-minute video, it is just so disgusting to see this, Bob. And look at Mexico collapsing from their phony drug war, where the U.S. government and the Mexican government are admittedly trying to knock out their competition down there. That's all this is, and it threatens to collapse our southwestern states.
Absolutely correct. And you get it nailed. It's a fight to take over the drug business by the CIA and the Mexican government. And there's absolutely no question. And the wealthy Mexicans look the other way. And the average Mexican, what's he going to do? And, you know, they're fighting with these groups, and the groups are fighting among each other for, you know, pathways into the United States and things like this. And, of course, the solution is Americans stop using drugs. But that's not going to happen. And so the transportation of narcotics into the United States from South and Central America and through Mexico is going to continue.
But folks, think of the magnitude. Put two and two together. Because they can't hide it anymore. They admit they're producing the cocaine and heroin. They're shipping it in. But then cops risk their lives in drug raids and are so busy not going after big dealers that have paid off their bosses, that they're raiding people for one joint and now sending CPS to take people's children if they're caught with marijuana for child endangerment. I mean, this is so outrageously in our face. It shows just how criminal this government and its enforcers are. They know exactly what they're doing. I've talked to so many cops, and they say, yeah, we know the government ships most of it in, but you know, this is our business, and we get money off the seizures, and so we're going to do this. If you decriminalize it, not legalize, decriminalize, all the money goes out of it. I mean, Skull and Bones was founded for drug dealing at Yale. I mean, our whole CIA was set up for drug dealing. And to watch them do this to their family, and those cops know full well the government shipping all that stuff in, Bob, it tears my guts out.
Well, you're absolutely right, and they've known for a long, long time. I mean, we can go back to Air America during the Vietnam War. You know, anybody who knew anything about anything knew that the drugs were coming in from Southeast Asia from the CIA.
Okay, shifting gears. I have a Twitter question here from Info Assurance One. Should we be pulling our money out of 401ks completely if the dollar collapses? What does it matter? And I want to dovetail that with Bloomberg and others, more and more articles. When you hear austerity, folks, what they've told Greece is they want half of people's 401ks and their pensions to pay the banks. The people don't even owe the money. Merkel, the German president, is saying blast treacherous banks in Greece, says it's all rigged. So the president of Germany is now, or the chancellor of Germany is now saying this. What can you say to people about the plan to get the pension funds?
We know they've had hearings, and we, of course, we're not invited. And the government's got to decide, if anything, what they're going to do. For the time being, they may not do anything. What I've instructed subscribers to do is wait and see if the government's going to do anything. And even if they do, will it be in the form of a 5% tax, so the money will be held for you in your governmental annuity to be paid out when you retire? Or will it be a partial voluntary effort by pension holders to pledge part of or all of their retirement to one of these governmental annuities?
Well, that's what Bloomberg said. They said regulators are ordering private pension funds to invest with them. That's a command and control economy right there.
That's right, but that's different than this. And so I've told people, let's wait for the shoe to drop. Now, what you're talking about is instructions from the federal government to pension and profit-sharing plans. You will buy Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginny Mae, FHA, and U.S. Treasury paper. That's it.
Which is an even better way to steal it. I mean, it could be, because the Bloomberg article said making them buy failed banks, making them buy assets in failed banks.
That's true, too. And incidentally, in your comment on Germany, I have here the information on the Bilderbergers who are within the German government. Of course, Chancellor Merkel, Foreign Minister Westerwelle, Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble, Social Democrat Walter Steinmeier, and Green Party opposition leader Cem Özdemir. And so you got to say to yourself, the deck is packed. And what is going on right now is the German people are against the bailout, 63%. Number two, Mrs. Merkel and the Bundesrat have approved the money going with other monies.
So she's just acting like she's upset because of the election.
That's right.
All right, let's go to calls. Let's talk to Matt in Ohio. Matt, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. This question is for both of you. I was doing some day trading yesterday, and of course was watching when the stock market went down. Two quick points I wanted to make. One, my trading platform did allow me to get a trade in during those 4 or 5 minutes, so I don't know if it was or my platform was missed by whatever shutdown went on, or maybe the shutdown was basically just, you know, online servers being overloaded by all the volume. Second point is, one thing I hadn't noticed anyone talking about, that exact same 4 or 5 minutes where you had that, you know, just massive 700-point drop in the Dow, you know, 70-point drop in the S&P, you also saw an unprecedented spike, particularly in one currency, and that was the yen. It was almost an order of magnitude greater than the rise in most of the other currencies, like the dollar. The dollar was up, I think, around 0.75% at that time. The yen was up like 6 or 7%, which is huge. And I was curious to get your take. Do you think people were using yen to short the market, just to buy up, you know, bids on the cheap, or you know, something else that occurred to me? Maybe this is you know, for
that's
whatever
a great
reason.
Question. That's a great question, Bob.
Well, the yen went from 93.63 the day before on the close to 89.88. which is a 0.0430 change, which is phenomenal. And so they had to be using yen to be doing their shorting in the market.
Okay, great question, Matt. Thanks for calling. Fred, Lisa, Joe, Craig, and others, we're going to jam you all in our final segment with Bob Chapman. I'll continue with your phone calls. on what happened yesterday and what this signals in the future. We have a managed, organized, rigged global financial market for the fat six banks.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money. Real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new quick-fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
Final segment with Bob Chapman will continue with your phone calls and what's happening with the global economic meltdown. I want to go to Fred, Lisa, Joe, Craig, and Steve, but real fast, Bob, your forecasts have been very accurate. How will this meltdown continue? What are the next nations to go under? When will they admit we're in a depression in this country?
Well, the nations in trouble are Ireland, England, Portugal, Spain, followed by Italy, and in Western Europe. But there's some unbelievable problems in Eastern Europe, in the Ukraine. They're having riots there, but they're not reporting them. because I had somebody in another program call in from the Ukraine yesterday and say, you know, you people don't know this because they're not reporting it, but they have riots here. And then you get Japan and Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Romania, Hungary, Argentina, and incidentally, Brazil is about to get absolutely inundated in inflation. And then we have Venezuela, Ecuador, and Bolivia that are going to run into trouble with their communist dictatorships. And you also have a new communist dictator in Uruguay as well. And so all over the world, we're going to have countries that are going to go bankrupt, including the United States.
Let's jam in some more calls here. Let's talk to Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Howdy. Hey, I was stupid for not getting an international forecaster, but I'm a very small fry day trader, and I only trade gold and silver stocks, and I'm holding my own with a little gain. Should I pull everything out, or should I continue trading gold stocks, which I seem to be doing so-so?
Well, I think you should continue to trade them, and when in doubt, stay long.
Well, got you there. I thought I had some good news from Iowa, but I don't know. Well, thank you, Alex, and thank you, Bob, and God bless you both.
Thank you, Fred. Yeah, they normally just run down gold for a few days, a few weeks, but in the watch the trend, it only goes up. Let's talk to Lisa in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you? I happen to be a new listener. I happen to run across your videos on YouTube, and I've sort of been in an information rut. One of the questions I wanted to ask is, what about silver? I hear a lot on your show about from Bob Chapman, and hi, how are you, Bob, about buying silver and gold. I mean, should you buy equal amounts? Should you buy more silver? Confused.
Well,
that.
I know what I do personally. I buy more gold than silver, probably 75% gold, 25% silver. I don't give advice. That's what I would do. Bob?
I did the same thing the other day. I bought 6 silver coins, and I bought 7 gold coins, and the gold coins were 1 ounce. So we're talking about $10,000. So I do about 25% silver and 75% gold coins.
I didn't know that.
One of the reasons is a weight, if nothing else.
Yeah, there's the portability. You can move gold a lot easier and hide it a lot easier than you can silver.
I've been having a hard time convincing my husband. We have quite a bit of money in the market, and I'm very worried. So, and every day I listen to your radio show, I just feel like there's just something new every day. There's more. There's a lot. I can't even keep up with
it. Well, he should at least hedge his bet and buy some bullion. I mean, doesn't he know gold 7 years ago was $300 an ounce?
Yeah, we're military, but, you know, and he's been gone a lot and in and out. So, but
you know what you should do? You know what you should do? Email me your phone number and I'll call him.
Bob will do that, too. He's something else.
And I do a military program every Thursday, and I've done it for almost 5 years. And I'm a veteran as well. Bob at intforecaster.com, B-O-B at intforecaster.com, and I will call you and I will talk to him.
All right, let's jam in one more call. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Ohio. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys, this is a pleasure and honor. it's funny that you bring up the government drug running thing. I went to college in the early 80s at the University of Arkansas and met Bill Clinton while he's running for re-election. And I'd heard insider information, just gossip, that there's some shenanigans going on in Little Rock. And then my awakening was watching the film Clinton Chronicles, and then had a hard time sleeping after that. But the
reason how do these cops raid everybody for marijuana when they know the government's shipping in the hard drugs? I mean, it's just, you know, because they're part of the drug business. They're bottom feeding off the poor fools that use it. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, yeah, because most people don't know that. Nope. I mean, but I was a Rush Limbaugh listener back then, and they were really pushing that film. Remember, Alex? They were handing it out on Washington. Everybody got a VHS copy of it, and then suddenly you'd think a lot of people would have seen it, but...
You know what? I've held Bob so long, but Bob, will you do 5 more minutes? We can finish up with him, and then Craig and Steve, then I'll let you go.
Listen, go get the book Compromised, and that'll turn your hair white.
Stay there, Bob. Do a few more minutes with us on Compromised, Terry Reed. And I want Terry Reed back on. He lives in Kansas City. He's a big fan of the show. Haven't been on in 5 years. Bob, can you hold?
Sure. certainly.
All right, Bob Chapman, stay there. We'll come back to you, too. Stay with us, Joe.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Okay, we're going to continue with your phone calls and what happened in the market yesterday, but this illustrates to everyone, A, how rigged the market is, B, how volatile it is, and how much the media will lie to you. There were record trades, stocks being dumped in Europe. They had to shut down the major stock exchanges right as this happened because people were dumping their stocks. It's all interconnected. It goes down by almost 1,000 points or right at 1,000 points. 1 point short of it, and then it goes right back up 700 points right after it. I mean, this is rigged, and I wanted to go back to your calls on government drug dealing. You were trying to get into Terry Reed. He was a CIA trainer. He saw Bill Clinton. He saw them all there at MENA. They started killing local kids. He wasn't involved in that, but he learned about it. He spoke out about it. He wrote a huge book, Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. But, I mean, now they're on Fox News interviewing the commander with the Marines saying, yeah, we help grow the opium. I mean, it's just in your face. I mean, I guess soon the cops will deliver the heroin, and then when you buy it, they'll put you in handcuffs on the spot to shoot your dog. Bob Chapman comments on that.
That's what it's getting to, and it's a shame because they've been compromised. They've been federalized, and... I really am concerned for the future because there's going to come a time if we can clear Congress and get things changed that people like that will be thrown in jail. and that's something they know they shouldn't be doing. On the other hand, if we're unsuccessful and this thing turns into a revolution, I wouldn't give 2 cents for their lifespan.
Well, anybody that watches this video that's up on Infowars.com right now is the top story. I mean, this tells it all. Government admits they deal heroin, but terrorize families for pot. It is so important. Anything else, caller, you want to add before I take two final calls for Bob Chapman, Joe?
Yeah, real quick. I just thought of the Clinton thing while I was on hold, but the reason why I called, and I want to get your input on this, throw it out. You haven't really mentioned it this calendar year, at least, or any of you, Max, Bob, or Gerald, or anybody else. We have the biggest distraction coming up next month. Billions of people are going to be glued to billions of TVs, and that's the World Cup. And especially as good as the United States team is this year. I'm just wondering, that's just the theory that I'm working on, if they might, might plan something. And also, because remember where it's taking place, it's the World Cup tournament's going on in South Africa.
Yeah, the globalists are setting up race riots down there right now. And they love to stage terror events during big TV events to make sure all the slaves get their programming. I appreciate your call. They're going to need more false flag attacks. What they do is they get a CIA asset like Tim McVeigh or Lee Harvey Oswald. It's been confirmed, declassified, that both of them were secret government agents. Same thing with this Pakistani guy. We've got the documents that he was part of a secret CIA operation. We know they were running a drill in Times Square. That evidence has now been confirmed. Your take on more staged terror attacks and Mayor Bloomberg, Bob Chapman, trying to blame the Tea Parties for the failed bombing in Times Square.
Well, you can expect that from Mayor Bloomberg of New York City. I grew up in the next town over from him. He was in Medford and I was in Somerville, Massachusetts, although I did not know him. I lived in South Africa in Rhodesia. And I'm still very well connected, particularly in South Africa. And you saw the murder a few weeks ago of Eugene Terreblanche. That was the kickoff. And I think they may have quite a difficult time filling any of the stadiums for these games down there. And also, I have links and information from the press from South Africa saying that segments of the ANC, which runs the country, are planning riots. And so it bears out what you've just said, Alex.
Absolutely. Yeah, they killed the leader of the Boers down there just 3 weeks ago or 2.5 weeks ago. Quickly, because we're going to let Bob go here in a moment, I'll continue with your calls and other key news items we haven't hit yet and some recaps. Let's talk to Craig in Seattle. You're on the air. Go ahead, Craig.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for taking my call. My question is, the 1,000-point drop on the stock market, does that have anything to do with audit the Fed or influencing votes or another shot across the bow to whomever as far as the panic in the streets?
Well, I know this. It's admitted and confirmed. We cover it in the Obama deception. We interview a congressman about it. They did go out and say we're going to have depression to drive the stock market down. The plunge protection team stood back to terrorize the public into giving the bankers tens of trillions of dollars. And the audit the Fed bill is moving through. They are panicking to block it. Bob Chapman.
You're absolutely correct. And that bill is the nationalization of all banks, among a whole bunch of other things that we've had in the forecaster. And, of course, Alex has talked about. And they're doing everything possible not to let anybody know that there's such a bill. And, of course, Dodd is sold out like his father sold out, and they just pay them off and they go on their way, and they live happily ever after, or at least they have up until now. And so many of these events, like I think part of the reason for the Goldman Sachs pursuance is not only the fact that they knew the suits were coming, lawsuits, but they also needed a distraction. And that was it.
Well, they're going after mid-level traders and saying they made a mistake. And I've seen Blankfein on TV saying, oh, we've learned from this. Oh, we want this other re-regulation bill that even the Texas Banking Association says will allow the mega banks to selectively come in and take over healthy regional banks that are actually lending to the people.
Well, that's true. And, you know, there's 2,000 banks in the country that are being run by the controller of the currency.
Incredible. Okay, let's take two more calls. We're going to let Bob go quickly. Let's talk to, well, the list has gotten so long here. Who's up next, John? Steve in Illinois, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
I am a strict follower of Messianic Judaism. I have fought this since 1980, locally and nationally. I nailed Dr. Bill Frist's re-election bid of late. You will watch terrible times and wonderful times are coming. They're going to take down the electrical power grid for this country, and you are going to witness divine intervention. You heard it here first, and I thank you very kindly for the time.
All right. Appreciate your call. Let's talk to Ed in Minnesota. Any questions for Bob?
I think we should go back to the gold standard, actually have like coins with just a minuscule amount of real gold banning it. And another thing is, I believe that the government is passing a lot of laws to make anybody a felon, whether it's DWI or whatever, just so they have the right to take away your arms.
Oh, there's no doubt. They're trying to pass bills right now without a judge, jury, charges. You just can't own guns if the FBI says so. And they're trying to pass bills where they can arrest U.S. citizens and the Pentagon and Justice Department can secretly strip you of your citizenship and you are never seen again. Bob Chapman, your take on that?
Absolutely correct. And that's where they're headed. And they're in the forefront, along with England, and Australia's tagging right behind. And that's what they're going to do, or at least that's what they intend to do.
I mean, there's no doubt this is tyranny. Ed, I appreciate your call. I'm going through these quick to get financial questions and brokers and people because this is the big issue. This really shows how rigged the markets are. And for those who just tuned in, it's admitted they've been rigged since 1987. Break that down briefly, Bob Chapman.
Well, it was the introduction of the Working Group of Financial Markets by Ronald Reagan under an executive order, and it was to keep order in plunging markets. And that's why it's called a plunge protection team, euphemistically. And what they've done is they distorted the whole thing, and they're using it to rape everybody financially, and they manipulate markets 24 hours a day all over the world.
Wow, a casino that's rigged. I find that hard to believe. I'm joking. real fast, Cliff in Kansas, you're on the air with Alex Jones and Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I feel like this is that movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Potter isn't selling, Potter's buying. But, you know, I worry about, because me and my wife are going to try and refinance a new garage. Do you guys think that's, should people go on to get into more debt, or is that not a good thing?
I don't think it's a good thing. I think any money you can get a hold of, she should be taking advantage of Midas and going in there and buying gold and silver coins and forgetting about things that you don't have to do.
Well, another thing is, too, with this the financial crash going down, I mean, are they just going to start pulling people's mortgages, or what's going to happen with that?
You know, that's a good question, because I think ultimately there's going to be a multilateral devaluation of all currencies against one another, never mind gold, because they're all going down every day against gold. And I think there's going to be a debt settlement multinationally between nations.
Absolutely. And we've got to let you go, Bob. We've got to let the caller go. But, Bob, you'll be back with us next Friday for a full hour. You've given us an hour and 40 minutes today. And make sure next week to remind me, because Gerald Celente was saying the same thing, so is Max Kaiser, that they are planning, and you've got the evidence, for a global coordinated devaluation of the currency. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com, thank you for spending so much time with us.
You're welcome, and thank you all for listening.
You bet. Okay, I'll come back in the final segment. They played a clip of some of our work on CNN and take a few calls, but I want to go out to break with the new InfoWars.com trailer for the new film, Don't Tread on Me. It comes out in 1 week. You can pre-order it now. It exposes the truth of states' rights and the fraud of democracy and how we're going to take this country back. You can order it now. It's an incredible film to wake people up with a key solution to take America back. Here it is.
If the government we organize under the People's Constitution survives the next 20 years, it may go on forever.
George Washington said that government is not reason. Government is not eloquence. It is force. And like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
In the last 20 years, we've seen an acceleration away from our Constitution and Bill of Rights and towards absolute despotism.
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic. Yes. You can keep it so.
You have been warned.
All men are created equal.
A pure democracy establishes majority rule with a minority overrun.
Yes, it does. On the other hand, our republic is based on a constitution which protects minority rights. And it's important, too, that in our republic, authority is surrounded by an ingenious system of checks and balances.
It is these freedoms that have made America strong.
Okay, so we got our freedom. But management's lousing up everything.
There are tough times on Main Street. Unemployment reached double digits and small businesses are struggling to stay alive.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste.
We kind of agree with Mal that political power comes largely from the barrel of a gun.
Right up, folks. Here's the answer to your problems. Dr. Utopia's sensational new discovery isn't.
In Russia, they don't allow protests except for free speech zones. The United States has adopted that. In communist China, they only allow authorized demonstration. We now have the same system here. And if you notice, our media doesn't criticize Russia's tyranny or China's oppression anymore, because they would look like hypocrites if they did. Our government is doing everything that dictators do.
We're going to pay you to sell out your own citizens.
People in very high power places of power that are laughing at people who bring up the Constitution.
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Jackpot, brother.
Rights and privileges are opposites.
A privilege is something that's given to you by someone or some entity that has authority over and above you.
They are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
I am not your property. I am not a slave. And our Declaration of Independence was unique in history, where the people created a new government and constituted it to be a protector of their basic rights and freedoms. Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, they think they own our children, our education, our money.
How many gallons of water we can have in our toilet?
Well, the theory is to challenge the Commerce Clause power of Congress with a Tenth Amendment spin.
The main point of passing a resolution is we have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
When it reaches the stage that you can look at what's going on and say, well, this is just a series of usurpations, abuses, which are leading inexorably to this result, then it is not simply one's right, it is your duty to take this kind of action.
And the question was, Mr. Bednarik, what is your position on mandatory vaccinations?
No, absolutely not. I will never take a mandatory vaccination.
And my answer to the question was, you bring the syringe, I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising. They're going to ask you what you did during the years of 2010, 11, and 12.
Right in this area.
You are an American citizen, and you shall be arrested for having freedom of speech and using the First Amendment of the United States Constitution.
Fellow InfoWarriors, I am so excited. It is the spring of 2010. We've just released Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, and Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And then I got in the mail the long-awaited Don't Tread on Me documentary film by director William Lewis and, of course, producer Gary Franchi, the folks that brought you Camp FEMA that has really upset the establishment, the national media, Southern Poverty Law Center, and ADL have been demonizing. Well, if they got upset by that film, they're really going to hate this one. It exposes the truth about democracy versus the republic. It explains states' rights and nullification and how the states can take the federal government back because the federal government has been seized by offshore corporations. It covers it all. A serious info weapon dropping May 17th at InfoWars.com. Pre-order the DVD today so you will get it first. We'll start shipping these suckers out to you on May 17th. Show it to everybody you know. Don't tread on me. It is a key weapon in the info war so Americans know their rights and have solutions to take this republic back from the globalist. This is a key educational documentary, and it's done in a very exciting, fast-paced way. This is going to be a great tool to restore the republic, a great tool to teach people about what the republic and our freedoms really stand for. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, states' rights, nullifying the health care bill, all this unconstitutional garbage that's happening, the gun grabbing, it covers it all. Order the film today at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm free. The government and the private corporations that control it don't own Alex Jones. And this film, Don't Tread on Me, puts the facts on the table and will further awaken the sleeping giant. Don't tread on me.
And it's my prayer that you'll be able to say that you were right in the middle of it and that you had a piece of this fight.
Don't tread on us. We're not afraid. You work for us. We're not your slaves.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at ResearchedHerbs.com. Products at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at ResearchedHerbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. ResearchedHerbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Here's that song you heard at the end of the film trailer for Don't Tread on Me. It's Don't Tread on Us, put out by some great patriots we've actually
Don't
interviewed before.
Don't tread on us. We're not afraid. You work for us. We're not your
Coming up next week, I'll play the whole song. It's got a bunch of great tracks.
Don't tread on us.
The website's www.zanna.us. And I've actually interviewed these folks. I didn't know they were musicians before. They were the ones that videotaped Army checkpoints in Arizona just harassing citizens. So great music also with the film Don't Tread on Me. Be the first to get it. Again, get it at InfoWars.com. You also fund the Patriot Resistance. You also fund the alternative media. We don't have George Soros and the federal government funding us, ladies and gentlemen. We have the population funding us. And I'm very thankful to all of our AM and FM affiliates, Global, Shortwave, Satellite, Internet. I appreciate XM picking the show up 6 days a week. Be sure and support all our local sponsors as well. This information is becoming mainstream because we've been here for many years telling the truth. You've been out there getting the word out. We're having an effect. Just something fun here at the end of the show after all that serious news in the last 3-plus hours. Here's just a short little clip. The full video is up on YouTube. Somebody sent it to us. Alex Jones' iPad video on CNN with Janie Mose, I guess is how you pronounce her name. And it's, again, I didn't name this video. It's not really about me. I mean, I'm a small part of it. But it shows all of the iPad torture going on. And we really pioneered the murder of an iPad. I did it to illustrate that real torture is going on, and people don't get upset about humans being tortured, but they would get upset about an iPad being tortured. And that scientific test certainly bore out as correct and got hundreds and hundreds, well, over 500,000 views total, and so it was certainly educational. But here's CNN covering part of it right now.
Get away with making fun of eye products.
It's the iPhone Nano.
iPhone. I understand it's also a breath mint.
And bloggers enjoy torturing products like the iPad.
Answer my question!
One guy gave it a cigarette and a blindfold, then shot it. It's been waterboarded, turned into a skateboard.
Oh, is it still working?
Not so good. And even worse, shoved into a blender.
I think I'll press the iBlend button.
Didn't work too well.
iPad puree. Pee-wee Herman used it as a tray.
We're out of time.
Letterman licked it.
We're out of time. Something fun there at the end of the show. If you want to watch the full three-minute video, it's Alex Jones' iPad video on CNN. Janie M-O-O-S. I guess that's a joke. I forget her real name. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the abbreviated Sunday transmission. We've either got Max Kaiser on Sunday or we've got him on Monday, but he'll be on one of those days. And let's get Tarpley one of those days then. Let's get Tarpley Sunday. I want to get his angle as an economist on what we just saw happen with the 1,000-point drop yesterday. This is important. The market is rigged. You have a tiny banking elite who are able to buy up the entire planet through fraud and stock market manipulation. It is a fact. And they keep blaming capitalism with this. They keep saying capitalism has caused this. This isn't free market. If I rob my neighbor, that's not capitalism. Capitalism is free market. Is not having high taxes or high regulation. They're using the big banks, big corporations use regulation and government control to shut down their competition. That's what this banking reform bill is. They don't want the real audit, the Fed reform bill. No, they want their other bill that Goldman Sachs is supporting. Remember Barack Obama making jokes last the correspondence dinner about this whole event's brought to you by Goldman Sachs, which is true. His campaign was brought to you by them. And it doesn't matter if you laugh. They make money anyways. That's in your face. Then he made jokes about drones killing people. And now they've dispatched 1,000 drones to Pakistan. And it says no name terrorists, now CIA drone targets. Just kill whoever they want. This is illegal. And they want to use this against the American people. They're trying to pass bills right now to be able to arrest you and take your rights away as a citizen. Great job, crew. See you back Sunday and Monday. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.